Hi, everybody. Well, today is our Wednesday program, Creation Lightship Healing. And the date today is June 17, 2015. And this is one of our information programs that we have to help people out to understand the website. And, you know, we talk about different things to help you out, to self-empower you. So let's clear the date here. So we'll clear June. So with the number 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 17 we'll clear. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and the day, the actual year, 2015, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So there we go. Make sure that you're all here, and you can do your little finger exercise. Move your finger around, index finger pointing up, maybe a foot in front of you. Just have your body move it and see where you are. Some people may go to the left, some may go to the right. So if you're in the past, you're going to be to the left. And some people might be, say, 6 inches off center. And then some people may be over on the right side. It's really a nice tool to use. What it can do is tell you where you are, what timeline you're on, and if you're here or not. Remember, they can replicate everything that's here on timelines. So you won't know that you're not here. So if you're to the left or the right, we'll bring you on center. Here we go. Going to move. So move the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Whoa, really heavy there. I'll do that one again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. That feels good. Let's take away some like emotional situations, problems that you may have. So here we go. I'm going to release that from you. Think of an issue, a situation. Continue. You may have some pain. So here we go. Releasing the energies. So 1, think of it. 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's pretty heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Wow. Let's do another clearing here. 1 for maybe emotional trauma that you may be having. So here we go. Emotional trauma release. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, man, 8, 9, and 10. Hopefully you're doing wonderful now. And we'll see if our co-host is here. And are you here, Michelle?
I'm here. I have a comment, actually, from a couple days ago from the fast chat, and it says, "Hi, light beings." So somebody just wants to say hi to the light beings.
Okay, that's
like
great.
To say hi there. I'm sure they like to know that we, you know, we like to have them around.
Yep.
I have another question here in the fast chat. I don't know if we covered this or not. I know we talked about it a little bit, but it says it's about 108 bodies. Do you have a chart naming the 108 bodies?
No, I don't.
You don't?
Nope.
I believe in the past you may have even said that you're not even sure what they all are. You just know what some of them are.
Yeah, we clear maybe half a dozen to 10 of them. All the rest, I don't know what they are, but they can affect you. And that's why you want to do the magnetic twisted body clearing, because they can be put out of alignment and you from having a healing. So if you have done a few clearings, then you may want to purchase that one clearing. You can also get it on the Body Jumpstart bundle. The magnetic twisted body clearing is a clearing that aligns all those bodies. And if one body is out of place, out of sync, you more than likely will not have a healing completely. You know, you may have something go away, but it may not be 100% healed. That your spirit cannot recognize and connect to one of those bodies. Oh, another way of stating it is like, you know, as you look at fence posts or telephone poles, they're normally always straight. When you look down them, you just see typically one pole, or, you know, one vertical pole, we'll say. And as you move off center a little bit, you start seeing all the rest of them. Well, the way these bodies are set up, that's the way they're supposed to be. Now, if one of them is off or a bunch of them are off to the left or the right, the spirit will not be able to connect to them. That body never had a healing. And if that's holding the energy, the charge, the negativity program that you're trying to help yourself get rid of so you can have peace with that particular issue, and if your spirit cannot connect to it, then you will not be able to have a healing for what you're dealing with. So that's kind of the way that works. Your whole lifetime clearings that you purchase are designed to get rid of that particular issue that you're dealing with. And it's like a really broad clearing. So if you realize that you have a lot of fear in your life, then just do the fear clearing. And that will go through your fear body of whatever it has collected in this lifetime that you have activated from your DNA. It will clear that one particular fear energy that you're normally always using, plus a bunch of other ones that's resurfaced. They just go into that clearing and go, gee, I have a lot of fear on this one issue. I have a fear of driving my car on mountain roads, and I've always had that. So you think, well, I'll just do the fear clearing. Well, it'll get rid of other fears that you're dealing with. You're only just focusing on one of them. So that's what that clearing does when you do a whole lifetime clearing. We have anxiety, we have pain, we have trauma, emotional, mental, there's a bunch of clearing on whole lifetime ones. So that's designed to clear out major issues that you're dealing with that's resurfaced in your lifetime. And then if you have something occur after that, and want to do the timeline crashes are only there because you activated something in yourself that came out that you got maybe connected to or corded to. Timeline is like a Band-Aid. It'll get rid of that energy that's haunting you right now. I haven't done the whole lifetime clearings or clearing that pertains to the one situation that you're dealing with. We'll just use the word fear again. So, you know, now you're afraid of being bitten by a dog or something because you saw it on TV. And then maybe you saw, you know, just hypothetically say they had a movie on dogs that bite, and I guess the pit bull is probably one that people are most alarmed of, you know. Right up, so you see this thing on TV of pit bulls, and you know, you're really afraid of pit bulls now. Well, now that's in your psychic billboard, okay? So could a pit bull read that? Oh, of course it could, and it could come up and bite you because you now are afraid of that. So you want to get rid of the fear clearing of being bitten by a pit bull, or just basically in general. But you're on a timeline now to be bitten. That's on your psychic billboard because you tied yourself and connected to it. That's why you want to stay neutral or peace. And remember, your emotions, body will activate the DNA of the past as you see these things on TV, be corded to it very easily. And you thought maybe you got rid of those issues, and all of a sudden it gets recycled again in you. Somebody brought you into it. Maybe you saw somebody get bitten by some type of dog, and then you saw this pit bull thing. So all of a sudden, you know, you're looking at dog bites. And you may not have ever had it, but now you're in fear, so you want to get rid of that clearing. And then also do timeline crashes or being bitten maybe by a dog, if that, you know, is a lot. You know, maybe... you saw that thing on TV, got activated, and walking down the street, and all of a sudden a dog is charging at you because you have it on your psychic billboard that, yeah, I don't want to be bitten by a dog. I'm afraid of dogs. And the dog reads that and charging at you for no reason, but the owner happens to be able to control the dog, and the dog stops, doesn't bite you. Right away you know that, boy, that's right on my doorstep, so you want to do clearing of timeline crashes, because now you're dealing with timeline crashes being bitten by a dog. So hopefully that will help everybody. First, want to figure out what your issue is, fear, anxiety, trauma, something like that. And then from there, clear the whole lifetime out. And if something recycles, with that type of energy, then you want to start doing timeline crashes. And if you still are seeing it more and more, then you want to get the unlimited, like a fear, get the unlimited fear clearing so you can stay on it and you just enter in there, you know, being bitten by a dog or something, afraid of that. And all of a sudden you clear that out. It's about maybe half a minute to do, and that's released from you. Clearings are very, very fast, very quick. That's the way source energy works. It takes away whatever you're dealing with, we'll just say trauma, an emotional situation or problem, clears that out of you and gives you peace. And once you have peace there, then you go, oh, I'm not really afraid of this anymore because it's gone. And that's the way you're supposed to be. That's source energy, is peace. Not love, but peace. Difference. Remember, anybody who's been in love probably had a breakup and now doesn't feel so hot, but that's still love energy, or a divorce or something, you know. So there's goes on both ends of the scale, good and bad. That's how you experience these energies. So that's the law of cause and effect. That's what happens. Have to balance out. So back to you, Michelle. If you have anything to add, you can. So
right. It sounds like love is duality. There's an opposite to it. Whereas peace I guess peace has an opposite. It would be chaos. But when you're peaceful, you're more like neutral.
Yes. Uh huh.
Yeah.
And it's very hard to get out of peace. You can get out of peace by thinking your way out of it. But when you're in the moment, that's what peace is. You're in the moment. You're peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
Arm anything when you're in of complete peace energy. What will happen is you won't have any thoughts to do harm, harming someone, you know, talking bad about them or, you know, just an issue. Get out of that peace energy, then all of a sudden the issues come floating in or flying into you depending on what happens. And normally people bring it to you. You can have a wonderful day. Oh, then you go, I better check my email, see what's in my email. And all of a sudden, tragedy from somebody. Word there. And all of a sudden now you're on their timeline, maybe chaos, you know, or, you know, having something happen. So naturally you're on that timeline and now you may be worrying about it. And they put you on a timeline that you really didn't really plan to be on, but you wrap yourself into it. And now you can have psychic attacks and everything else going on with you. Don't want to, and energetic cordings, you know. Remember, once you get on those timelines, everything is fair game, and you know nothing about what's happening to you on timelines. Dark side universes. So back to you.
Yes, I also know the clearings are very gentle. So they're fast and they're gentle, and you could almost feel like, oh, well, not much happened, but I do feel better. And I don't really have that issue anymore, which is really, really wonderful when you realize it. I also wanted to mention that when you buy a whole life clearing where the cost is as per your age, $5 by each year, the second healing is always half price. So if people were to maybe get the emotional whole life clearing as a start, and then if they wanted to get the magnetic twisted body, I believe that one is as per your age. I'm not exactly sure. But I do know that I have used that. And I actually used it on someone other than me, where I had gotten them the emotional whole life clearing and ran it several times and thought, well, it seems to kind of work, but I wasn't really sure. And then I heard on a program you mentioned the magnetic twisted body clearing, and I realized what it did, and so I got that one, and then I really saw the results. I really saw the person physically, their muscles relaxed a lot more, and they didn't have as many emotional upsets after that. And I also wanted to mention, it took me a while to realize this, so I like to help out other people who are doing the clearings, that when you get a whole life clearing, and the first button says, you know, you put in your age and then you run it and it goes for maybe 10 or 20 minutes, depending on how old you are, probably, is how long it takes. But I think it's good to do it several times to do it until you feel relief? Because does it just kind of go through your life, and for each age that it's going through, it's clearing something out? Is that how that works, Ron? And then if you do it over and over again, you make sure everything's cleared out and then you start to feel better?
Well, one time through is adequate, and that does the whole clearing. Some people say that, like you say, that it happens, you may get a little more out of it, but I don't know why that would be happening. Because one time is
all.
Oh. So, you know, don't get on it and do it, you know, 50 times. But I do have some people that they go, well, I think I better try that one again. Then, you know, if you wanted to, you can. But normally one time through clears everything out. Now, it's possible that, let's just say that you did the clearing on a Monday and you thought, well, I better hear it again, you know, and do this thing, say, on Friday. Well, what it's going to clear away from you is the issues between Monday and Friday, which is sort of like the unlimited clearing. Oh, you want to do the unlimited so you can get in there whenever you choose to with an issue. Then you can input the issue into it. Remember, on the whole lifetime clearing, you don't say what your problem is. You're already in that energy system. Or on the unlimited version, you go in there and you input what your particular problem is in that entry box. Clear that, and that clearing is going to take maybe 20 seconds to clear from you. It'll take longer to log in than it will to clear it. And one time through on that entry box is all that you need, and then you're done. So the second issue, then put that one in and clear that one separately. Clearings are designed to be used once, and one time's all that you need.
Okay, good to know. If you didn't exactly know the issue, but you suspected something might still be there, like let's say fear, and you thought, well, I know my fears now from age 5 to 20 or whatever age I'm at, but I don't know what fears I experienced between age 1 and 5, and you didn't know the thing, then is doing it the first radio button as per your age, is that the most helpful? Because the light beams will just find it, right?
Well, once you do the whole clearing, the whole lifetime clearing, it's done. All those years are cleared. So you're not going to have an issue from those early years when you get the unlimited, because it's already cleared from you. Limited is designed to go from when the clearing stopped. Let's say you did it, last Monday, for instance. So you did it Monday, and now an issue came up today because you got connected to somebody who's in fear, and you kind of feel a little fearful about their fear that they gave you. And then you get the unlimited, clear their issue. Limited version is for when the clearing had stopped. Everything else, the day that you did the clearing, the exact time when the clearing ended, everything from that moment in time going back to conception is cleared from you. No need to go back and to worry about an age again, because it's already cleared from you.
All right, good.
And what happens then, since it's already cleared, if you lived out, in the mountains and lived with animals, and they're not going to bring up and talk to you and give you all these fears, or your computer coming up with, clicking on something and you see a disaster on your homepage or something or whatever, if you don't have any of that happening to you, then you're never going to be in fear again. People will bring you and take you out of your peace, give you emotions as you read about it, hear about it, and see it. And that sort of goes back to the reason why I've heard, possibly, at least I have anyway, a lot of the Eastern Indian gurus will say, the quote-unquote holy people, they wear white, and they normally don't want to touch anybody. They'll just kind of bow at you. It's kind of like when they're bowing, like they're saying, in a sense, as namaste, they're saying, please get out of my way. I don't want to take any of your slimed energy. I haven't had enough clearings. I've been working on myself for my whole life on the light shift, doing light shift healings. It's instant. only takes 15 minutes, so they could clear, they've been working on issues, you know, for 40 years. Well, they could go on and do a whole lifetime clearing, have it done in 15, 20 minutes. They don't know about that, okay? They feel that where they are now, they're cleared. They don't want to be contaminated, slimed, ported, connected to anyone else, get those issues back. They've been working their whole lifetime to clear. That's why they don't want to normally touch people and shake hands or anything. They just want to be their body temple sacred. Then what happens with people is that shapeshifters can come into them instantly. And normally people that you are close to, that's how the dark side uses them, bring energies from them that's negative to you. So remember, you're switched out all the time. You don't know when time has stopped on you. Think that you're always going along, tick-tock, tick-tock. Well, they can turn time off, freeze you, and do whatever they want to you and other people, maybe turn you back on 5 hours later. You don't know that time has stopped. You just know that, time is going on, but you don't realize that they're in control of your reality of time. Have no way to really understand that because you can't analyze time and anything else because it's mind energy, and they gave you mind energy. They're in control of your mind. So that's the whole process of what they do to you. They can bring somebody in as a shapeshifter, talking to somebody about some issue, and all of a sudden they bring somebody else in. That shapeshifter transmits energy from them to you. We'll just say it could be your boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, husband, or whatever, or your dearest best friend or whatever. And that's how they come to you normally, because they'll take the person that you like the most because you're in communication with them and you think that, you know, they're more sacred than somebody on the street. And all of a sudden, lo and behold, something hops into them and wham, they give you a whammy. And you wonder why you're feeling a little bit off after that phone call or reading that email or seeing them physically, because they attack you. That happens all the time. They use the people normally around you as you don't, because you're in the energy, we'll say, of using the dark side, you know, talking, preaching here. You're in the energy of love around these people. Well, nobody could ever affect you and harm you if they love you. You know about that. If you were older and you got spankings from your parents, you know, or whatever, they're doing it because they love you. Huh? So anyway, that's another entity or shapeshifter that copped into somebody. So anyway,
right.
It is, you know. Like I was saying, you know, maybe your parents beat you to death all the time, you know. So now comes Mother's Day, Father's Day, and you go to the store and you go, where's a card about where I can, you know, say, you know, I really didn't like being beaten by you. All these cards are like, oh, you're such a lovely, wonderful person, and I love this day, and hope you're doing well, and all that, you know, flowery stuff. And you're looking for the card that says, you know, you're really a jerk throughout my whole life, or something even worse, you know. And they don't make that card, you know. Now you got to buy a card that you're lying to your parents with, you know. Well, I won't get into that. Back to you.
They should make cards for dysfunctional families. They would sell really well. I'm just kidding. Ron, is there any sample healings that we could do right now, like maybe a fear clearing?
Well, yeah, we could do a fear clearing. What are people afraid of? You know, that's your own issue, everybody listening. So take one of your fears that you have. Remember, if you have a fear right now and you think about it, you are on the fear timelines, okay? Right away, that means that you could be replicated out, you know, 20 times to maybe 10,000 times on the timeline. Depends, you know, remember, these are all lifetimes that you're living. I think if you're living 10,000 timelines, 10,000 lives, 10,000 replicas of you living in fear on something, well, that's going to be really devastating to you, and it could probably kill you. But you don't know that. So we'll do a fear clearing. And this will get you off of that one fear, but it's not going to get you off 10,000 timelines. It'll make you feel better right now because it will get you off of the timeline, most ones that's current to you, the main one that you're on, of fear. Okay? You should be in the present moment. You can still be in the present moment, have 10,000 timelines of fear, you know, at your back door, and you're being bitten by a dog 10,000 times. Okay? Day after day after day after day, and you wonder why you're not getting healed. Oh, on some issue, because maybe you got a scratch or something. Maybe the dog did it. Or it just looks like a scratch to you. So, here we go. Think of a fear that you have. We'll release that. Count to 10 to release it from you. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Nope. Just feel a little bit better. And I can talk about handlers now. We'll just switch gears over a little bit here. What happens when doing something and your handler, if you have one, remember a handler, person that the dark side set up, typically from your soul family, to keep tabs on you so that, you know, you're going to be running the program that the aliens want you to run that you probably have stored in your DNA. So they're going to keep checking up on you. So let's release your handler right now, and maybe the handler is dealing with your fear that you have. Is it a fear clearing? The handler is there to so that you do have fear. They're the one that calls you up or talks to you on the internet, and they talk about their fear and anxieties. So that could be your handler, maybe. Let's see. We'll get rid of the handler momentarily here. I can't hold them up forever, but during the show we will. So here we go. Bit of an energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And handler's leaving again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okey-doke. So back to you, Michelle.
Hey. We have a question in the fast chat. It says, does the spirit ever sleep?
No. No reason for it to sleep.
Is that why you drink?
It's fully conscious. But it does leave you when you're sleeping. So typically, most people never talk to their spirit. So it's waiting to communicate with you, waiting to be creative with you, in a sense. Very few people ever have something that communicates with them all the time. They do that could possibly be entities talking to you, giving you, in a sense, guidance, okay? But your spirit has a hard time giving you guidance because it would be in judgment. It's not going to say, oh, don't do this here, you're going to burn your finger. You're doing something creative, like maybe you're doing your finger painting, you know, and it goes, oh, better put this little mark over here on the page here or sign your name to it, you know, because this you need to do. Not going to do any of that to you because it'd be in judgment. It doesn't have a vocabulary, but it will guide you in a sense if you're in the present moment. If not in the present moment, then you're not going to have any communication with it whatsoever. That's darkness. It's not going to want to come into your darkness mind energy as you're thinking about something. It doesn't live there. It doesn't know darkness. Darkness never created the light. Light never created the darkness. Two different energies completely. Darkness is all different energies. When I use the word darkness, I normally talk about the aliens that do not have a spirit or soul in them. There are ones, you know, that are here on this planet, maybe your neighbor, you know, that they have a spirit or soul and they do bad things to you. Well, that's the same thing. They're still using dark energies. Well, the main thing is to get the energies that, you know, you're dealing with and get them released from you. Don't get connected to them. So, you know, this is what happens. And that's why we have, like you mentioned, the kind of twisted body clearing. That's energies that got out of whack by the alien. And that could prevent you from being in the now because these bodies are not in the now. They can't be connected. You wonder why you can never get rid of a pain. Well, that's because your bodies are out of integrity with your spirit. But your spirit is not going to typically give you guidance. trying to be here living with you, because it's supposed to be completely in your body, and your whole body would be a light body. That's what you used to have. Your spirit was in your physical body, and your body was, physical body was a physical light body. Now it's not. Now it's just strictly physical. It runs by mind energy. So, back to you.
That's interesting. Yeah, I actually read once that the original word human was actually, not that it was written this way, but this was possibly the meaning of it, was hue, H-U-E, like we were a hue. Maybe that was the color of our spirit or something. Not really sure what they meant by that, but that's something that I read once as I was reading. So, Ron, you have a healing on your website, and it's called Hope Clearing. What does that do?
Okay, that clearing is for people that feel hopeless. Okay. Remember, we have all these different types of emotions, and these emotions that people have, sometimes they may feel, I'll do a sample of being hopeless. So this clearing will bring back the energy and neutralize your hopelessness. So here we go. Guys, ready? You ready, Michelle?
I'm ready.
Here we go. So, and you really don't need to think of too much. Just living here, knowing what's happening to you, you know, you're kind of hopeless. But anyway, I don't want to go there. It's so crappy here, you know, with all the alien stuff. But here we go. Bringing this stuff back, getting this energy released from you. Lack of hope. So one, two, three, oh boy, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. There we go. And for the newbies listening, I have to command the energy. So I could count the ABCs, the alphabet, or just do anything, but I normally just use numbers. It's easy for people. At the expo, I just click my finger. Not my finger and it's done, but it's a little harder on the radio program, but I can do that too. But the energy has to be commanded. Remember, all healing is a command. Not a mental energy that you're doing healings with, although the dark side does use mental mantras and things like that, you know, seeing something over and over again to get rid of it. So back to you.
Yeah, I actually recall reading like some Bible thing sometimes when Jesus was saying, I command thee. And it's so interesting because he may have been talking to an entity, an alien, whatever, but he also did the same thing. He commanded the energy. So that's very interesting. I wanted to kind of just go over just for some of our, if there's some new people listening, what the weekday calls are. I know we often talk about the Saturday and Sunday calls, which are very long and very useful. And I wanted to just go over or hear you explain a little bit, Ron, what the weekday calls are. So on Tuesday, you do a cording removal call. And I also know that you can buy the whole life cording removal and do that for yourself. But I've done this cording removal call with you several times, and if I am just relaxing or laying down, I really can feel the energy, and it's very strong when you do it. So do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Okay, so the cording call gets rid of people's psychic energetic cords that they put on you. Another way of stating that is that when somebody thinks of you, good or bad, doesn't make any difference. It's still something that they're thinking of you on, so they're judging you, thinking of you. And when they're doing that, they're putting out a psychic cord to you. And then they're attaching that cord to your body somewhere. And they may know where they're connecting it. They may focus on something. So all of a sudden, you may get a pain in your neck or back or, you know, someplace on your body. And all of a sudden, you don't know where it came from, but they're taking energy away from you. So energetic cording is a psychic attack. Look at it a little differently, but it's a psychic attack done by somebody. Can be unconscious. Worse is mind energy. Mind energy, people don't know how how devastating it is to people. You know, you think of somebody and you send them an evil thought or even a good thought. It's the same thing. You're still giving them a frequency from you, and that frequency from you is not compatible to their body. Different mind frequency. All of a sudden, the person gets hit with this energy, and you can then steal energy from that person, because now you're dealing with taking energy out of the person, just like, you know, emptying, maybe your gas tank or something, or, you know, draining your sink out, you know, when you pull the plug. You can start sucking their life force energy out of somebody, start shriveling up in a sense. Now, they're also getting energy from them. So now they're poisoning you with that thought that they gave you. All of a sudden you go, wow, I feel kind of bad. I saw, you know, my ex-girlfriend or boyfriend, you know, and, you know, all of a sudden I felt my heart kind of go thump, thump, you know, a little bit, or I felt all this pain in my body. Well, the person was probably stabbing you, giving you all this stuff. They didn't like you. And, or maybe they want to be with you, so they're pulling on your heart energy. Let's say that, you know, it's the relationship you had. Let's say you had a five-year relationship, which is quite a long time. And then you kind of separated, and then you got married. And then you had a child, okay? First year of being with the person. So really, it's really hard for you to get rid of your current wife and your child back to this person. But the person really wants you. So they see you, and they go, I really want this person. I wish they'd be with me. You really can't. So all of a sudden now they're taking your energy. They want to be with you, and you got all these energetic cords. All of a sudden they're getting into your mind. You keep thinking about them all the time. I don't know why, but you keep seeing the picture of them because they're working on you, giving you an energetic psychic cord. It's a psychic attack, and some people actually can get ill with that, physically ill. So that's what that's about. And so
right.
Go ahead.
Well, it seems like you could possibly feel pain if they're recording you enough.
Yes, and people can throw spears and daggers and knives at you, and, you know, they can put poison on them if they want and do that. I mean, it's awful. So, I won't get too much into that, but that's what people do. Or maybe, remember, somebody who's a dark side practitioner, what they can do is, or somebody could pay a dark side practitioner, somebody working with magic, we'll just keep that very simple here, and they can do their stuff, their spells and whatever else on somebody, and that's still energetic cordings. All of a sudden, they can be working on you, and you never get well. So, I'll do a release. Something that everybody may have, just look at something. What I'll do is work on your back. Most of these attacks come from behind you. In front of you, you somehow normally have your psychic radar on in front of you. You may be able to dodge it, you know. See this large knife coming at you. Somebody doesn't like you, we'll say. But from the back side, you don't have much psychic radar there at all, maybe only 10% of that. At the front, you have quite a bit. So just making it simple, maybe in front of you, you could maybe detect something coming 100 feet away. Behind you, maybe 5 to 10 feet. At that time, it's too quick, and you can't really dodge it. And that's the old story about being knifed in the back, we'll say. So here we go. Let's release the energy. So think of something. We'll work on your back here. Maybe you got a shoulder that kind of hurts you. I'll find how you saw somebody or whatever. Here we go. And you could have had this thing for years without even knowing that you've been attacked. So think on your pain that you have, and we'll clear the energy. Remember, this all works with mind energy. We're clearing away mind programs out of you. Of course, energy doesn't do this. This energy is taking you out of your peace. Here we go. Releasing it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Okay, so see how you're feeling there. What I'll do is take out an object out of people. I have an object clearing, okay, on the website, a lifetime object clearing. So a lot of times, throughout the generations and the years that you have been here, through your genetics, living a life, remember that even if it wasn't your spirit living it, your body has it in it, so the body was living that life. So you can't say, you know, I wasn't there, you know, but your body was, okay? Genetics. And also entities can come in and give you that lifetime also. Here we go. Let's clear out one of these energetic objects. And the most common one, you know, would be like a knife board. So let's take one where somebody didn't really like you and they put a knife through your throat. Oh, here we go. And we'll see how you feel about this one. The knife that came in through the front of you and you saw it coming, probably wilting as this knife's coming at you, and you know it's going to go through your throat off the other side. So here we go. I'm going to take it out of you. Releasing it right now. This will take maybe 15 seconds. So all coming out. So 20% out. 40%. Oh, boy. 40, 60. 80. And 100. There, it's released from you. Oh, see how your throat feels. Maybe you have a problem with your neck or had it. Maybe you're moving your neck around now, and all of a sudden you hear your vertebrae popping, you know, your neck's popping, snapping. Maybe you have more freedom, more movement, and you can turn more to the left or right and move up and down easier. Well, that knife was with you. Along, well, it got activated in your DNA. Lifetime for sure, sometime it came in. Thought it was normal. When did it happen to you? Maybe it happened 10,000 years ago, you know, or longer. So it's with you because it's still in your DNA. Your DNA is corrupted. And maybe you saw a movie with some sword fighting and stuff, and that activated it in you. Or maybe they just wanted to activate it at your birth on your natal chart. They go, oh, we'll get this person. We'll give them a bad neck. Whole life, they can be in misery. Here we go. Activate that DNA. Remember, the planets, the stars, saying, oh, twinkle little star, how I wonder what you are. Well, what are they? Well, it's all the alien ships out there lighting up. So back to you.
Oh, thank you so much, Ron. That was a great, great clearing. Yeah, so that is a great one. I love Tuesdays. The next one is Wednesday, where you do divine water activation and healing. You want to talk about that one a little bit?
Yeah, what we do is on Wednesdays you do water activation. That takes probably about 45 minutes to do, so you get 7 containers of water. I would say most people probably get a half a gallon out with them, and they drink that water for the next day for 7 days. Water goes consecutively. We bring in different light beings to energize the water, and, very nice. It tastes different. It goes down very, very smooth. And normally the first, typically, maybe we'll say 20 minutes to a half an hour of the call. Had one today. So do light shift healing. We also energize water for the people at the beginning of all the calls. We normally do skin misting water. Sometimes I'll do sleeping water. Then we do, sometimes we do water. So you at least do one water for sure, sometimes three for the call as we go to the light ship and do physical healings. And that particular call, then you get your water for the whole week, and the water gives you light codes, and you can use the water consecutively. If you get really thirsty one day on the Friday water at all, then you can use Saturday water that same day on with it. Oh, back to you.
Yeah, actually today I got some water from the faucet because I was thirsty, and I drank a little bit, and I thought, oh, why am I drinking this? I'm going to drink some of my water from the Saturday call, and I drank that, and what a difference. And it's the same water, but one was activated, and the one that was activated was smoother and easier to drink. That was really great.
Water's activated for you. It'll give you light codes in the water for what you need in the present moment, okay? Because water is conscious of you what you need, and it will probably change a little bit throughout the day. Different. Some people may give their water to their pets and animals. It may be, you know, they'll have maybe generic light codes in it that could help them, but normally, if you have a pet or animal, then get the water out for them too if you're on the call. But giving it to somebody in your house may not be, may only be like 10% beneficial because it's designed for you. That's the way it works. Well, back to you.
Okay, good to know. All right, then on Thursday you do clone body removals. And is that taking away the 10-minute clone? Is that kind of moving you back a little bit?
Yeah, what that's doing, it's releasing replicas of you with an issue. So it does get rid of the 10-minute clones, but it gets rid of the clones that are on the timeline that go on to that you don't know about that have an issue. So that call normally, what I try to do if I possibly can, unless something's going on, the calls are an hour long, and the cording and the Tuesday call and the Thursday call, I try to have them an hour and a half in length if I can. So what happens is, let's just say that you have a sore neck. You got a sore neck, and you go, man, I've been, what's going on here? So I'll just try this call. Well, you have the clone replicas of you out on timelines with a neck condition. It may not be the same condition. Maybe the aliens on, let's say, on a couple hundred timelines. Remember, you're a multidimensional being in darkness. That's why they gave you that term. That's what the New Agers talk about, multidimensional being, which that means you're in mind energy and source energy. Only one of you. You only have one timeline. You're in the now. So as a multidimensional being, you could be out, say, on 100 timelines, and the aliens go, you know, we need to get neck energy here. We're going to give this person a car accident. You don't know about that. You're here. Well, they give you a car accident where you get, like, whiplash on your neck. So now you got 100 timelines, whiplash. And some other aliens out there say, you know, we're going to do something. We're going to have a baseball bat. I like to play, or you like to play baseball. We're going to have a baseball bat. You know, maybe you're playing catcher or something. Hit the person's neck. That's a great thing to do. So we'll give you 500 timelines of that. So we're going to get you neck with a baseball bat. So now you got that plus the other one. And they go, well, now another race says, you know, what we're going to do now is neck issues. We love neck issues. We're going to now, you know, make sure that walking in the street in your, or in your backyard, maybe you got a clothesline or something, you know, and you're running and this clothesline hits your neck, or maybe a tree branch hits you or something. So that's our specialty. This is alien race doing that. So now you're on only 300 timelines with that, and now you got a hurt neck. You know? All these things are neck problems, but you don't know what the heck they are. All you know is down here, well, your neck's hurting you, but it's happening up there, and you're living that pain. Maybe a couple of those that you go to a doctor, and they put a thing on your neck, a brace. You don't know about that. You're living just like they are here. The same movie set here, what you have here, going on there. They have the Grand Canyon there. You know, they have, you know, Alaska. They have everything that's here, birds and the bees, but they're all created from darkness. So you may be going on a vacation out there, and you're in summertime now, so now they're doing vacation stuff. Maybe you're out on a water ski and you hurt your neck or something, you know. But, you know, here you're not water skiing. They do all this stuff. And so that call, you'd come on the call and you say, you know, I have a neck problem. So that's what you're going to be specifying. And then we start taking away clone replicas of you that have neck problems. And your issue is neck problems. So we're taking you off of these timelines, the replicas of you that have neck problems. That's what the call is about. Make you more real. And sometimes, you know, maybe halfway through the call, get you off all the timelines that gave you the neck condition. Wow, my neck's fixed. Well, you still have more time to do one other thing. I think a lot of people just concentrate on one issue, although I can't say that for sure, but you want to get one main issue that you're dealing with, not go all over the map, so you're able to feel better. That's the call that we have on Thursdays. Back to you.
Okay. So, yeah, I was wondering, it sounds like we talk about physical pain a lot, which I'm sure a lot of people have and it's good to deal with. But would that also work if you were thinking, when you say pick an issue during the call, would it work if you were thinking about, okay, I have this mental issue or an emotional issue? Would it work for that as well?
Yes, it will, because they're still putting you on these timelines. There's another you out there experiencing issue, so you got to just state the issue.
Okay.
But normally most people have other situations going on. But, yeah, it will work with an emotional issue. You know? And if you get rid of the emotional issue that you're dealing with, maybe everything else will drop away too. But it's kind of your choice what you want to do there.
Okay. Good. And then the Friday call, the specificity is entities.
Okay, entities are spirits, in a sense, created by the earth spirit. Okay, nothing to do with light. Created it, emotional body, entities, out of its own energy of light, okay, which is its creation. And it's supposed to take them back when the person dies, the emotional body. Well, the dark side disconnected all that energy and now have these emotional bodies attached to people. The emotional bodies are typically a body that has died, a condition. And that condition that the entity has normally recycles for people with that same condition. Getting back to the next thing, maybe this person got hung, okay? So all of a sudden, voila, you're dealing with being hung, and you wonder why your neck is hurting. And so that's one issue of an entity. You know, entities come in and which are like shapeshifters in a sense, but they're from people who lived here. Maybe one day you say, you know, I want to make a meal. I really, really love, to say spaghetti. And I need to figure out a new spaghetti recipe, you know, with the sauce or something. So you're asking universe, the darkness out there, right? Not using your heart. You're asking outside of yourself for the information. And so all of a sudden an entity comes into you who is maybe, a great chef or whatever. And they go, I know how to make spaghetti, man. This is my forte. And so all of a sudden you start it takes over your body, and you start grabbing all your stuff, you know, from the cabinet, and you start sprinkling things together and everything else, and you get all done with this thing, and maybe you have friends coming over, and you serve this, and I go, man, this stuff is great. How did you make that? And then the entity's already left, and it goes, yeah, I don't know. I just grabbed this and grabbed that. I probably could never do it again. So that thing came into you because you asked, okay? Now, it could stay with you. And then maybe loves doing spaghetti. So every night now you're having spaghetti. You go, well, geez, this is kind of weird. But now it has an addiction. So it loves to drink wine. You never drank wine before in your life, maybe. Now it likes this special wine that maybe costs $50 a bottle. And you go, oh, man, I got to try that wine. It looks, you walk in the store, I got to get some wine, and $50 wine. And you go, man, I'll try this one here. And it's there. Yeah, let's get that, you know. And now you're buying this wine for $50, not knowing why. And it does taste good because it's drinking it through your body, tasting the wine. That's what it wanted. But, geez, you got a $50 wine habit now. Maybe you get it once a week. Yeah, that's $200, you know. Or maybe this thing loves to smoke cigarettes or cigars or something, you know, that you never have done before. That's what it'll do. They'll give you the addictions. So entities give you addictions of the life that they lived in the body of somebody else. They can also give you the problems. You know, you get somebody, you know, who has a slight heart condition or lung condition maybe, and all of a sudden now you got, you know, entities, you know, because they come in droves and all these things with heart conditions kind of happening to you. And so that's kind of what you want to clear out. That's why we have the calls, to get rid of entities that are giving you situations and problems that you know nothing about, and you just put down what the issue is. From there, feel better. Get rid of the entities causing your problem, making you do something. Or maybe you get one that likes to swear a lot, you know? Don't swear. Like our show's ending. So anyway, and all these vulgar words, you know, where'd that come from, you know? And, well, it's the entity that hopped into you. But here we go. We got to end the show. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, so.
Thank you, Ron.
Yep, you're welcome. So let's do the mind to heart drop. This you should be doing daily, maybe a half dozen times or more. The more you do it, the better you feel. Let's command your spirit out loud to do the mind to heart drop. So what it's doing, you command it to take the thoughts inside of your head. So you just say, I now command my spirit, take the thoughts inside of my head, very, very simple, drop them into my heart. So that's the command. Got to get the movement going now. So that's what it's going to be doing. Now the movement would be to lower it down there. You just count from 10 to 1. And that'll work good for everybody for a week or two. And you may say, you know, it takes a long time. I'm from 10 to 1. I just want to do, like, you know, 3, 2, 1. Well, then do 3, 2, 1 then. First, kind of feel it. Here we go. Dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go. You're in your heart. You're at peace. You will not be able to think because source energy doesn't judge. Your thinking is judgment. Thank you, everybody. Blessings. And we're